next Saturday, December the 28th, the playoffs come. The semifinal games, both of them will be on ESPN at 4 p.m. from right up the road here at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. We're going to have number one LSU, number four Oklahoma, out in the Fiesta Bowl in Phoenix, or more specifically Glendale. Number two and number three, Ohio State and Clemson meet. Mike, the playoffs, we talked about this for, of course, 5 or 6 weeks, and this is going to happen, and so-and-so is going to win, and so-and-so is going to get beat. We're going to have chaos. Listen, the committee, all they had to do was sit around and eat brunch on Sunday. There was no work for them to do whatsoever. Everything lined up for them this year.
Yeah, Oklahoma gets in by default because, you know, Georgia did not beat LSU, and Utah lost the Pac-12 title game, and there's a big gap between number four and number one.
I totally agree with that. Let's look first at number one, LSU, number four, Oklahoma. Battle of quarterbacks, couple of Heisman finalists here. Joe Burrow, of course, won the award, very deserving, had an unbelievable year. Jalen Hurts went through his saga at Alabama, handled that with all the class and dignity that you could ever hope for, went on and had a great season at Oklahoma. Very fitting that he's in the playoffs and led that team to the playoffs this year. You look at these two coaches, young Coach Lincoln Riley, still one of the youngest coaches in Division I football, and then Coach Orgeron, written off after his fiasco at Ole Miss. He's home at LSU. He was a joke. He was a punchline when he was hired. Oh, he'll last one season. He'll last maybe two. And after a home loss at Troy in his second season, a lot of people said he's on his way out. Not too many months later, he's got the Tigers playing for the national championship. And as you said, there's a big gap between these two teams, no doubt about it. But this is the playoffs. You say anything can happen, but we've always had that one blowout game in the semifinals. Do you think this is going to be it?
Point spread's 14. LSU's a two-touchdown favorite. Last year, very similar situation. Sooners were a 14-point dog to Alabama, and remember, in that game, the Tide got out to a 28-0 lead, but the Sooners got the backdoor cover. They only lost by 11. That's the problem when you play against a big number against a really good team. Big 12, they've struggled in bowls, but Big 12 underdogs of 9 points or more, Coach, they're 12-4 the last 16, just like the situation last year with the Sooners. We've seen LSU all year. They've scored at will on most teams, but I might lean to the Sooners here, but it won't be a big play.
At the conclusion of that game, we'll go out to the desert and